Ephesians chapter 5, if you would. And I want to just share a thought or two with you about being genuinely grateful. What does it mean to be thankful? There are a lot of places in the scripture you could turn to read, but I want to read just one verse tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20. Ms. Helmick, give me just a little bit more. Someone said that a lot of sins that we commit, maybe a little less, are the result of a lack of genuine gratitude in the heart. And I want to read just this one verse, verse number 20, and I want to ask just a question, well, three questions really, but we'll answer them very simply. Why should we be thankful? When should we be thankful? And what should we be thankful for? And I think they're all in this verse. Notice the verse, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why would God tell us to give thanks always? And the answer is because men are not thankful by nature. And did you know that gratitude isn't natural? If you have to be taught something, then it's not natural. If you don't have to be taught, then it comes natural. For example, you take a very small duck and throw it into the water and it's going to swim because it's natural. They don't teach swimming 101 at quack quack school. They know how to swim. By the same token, if you take a cat and throw it in the water, we will rejoice. If you take a small child and throw them into the water, they don't naturally know how to swim. Now, you can teach a child how to swim. I don't think you can teach a cat anything, but you can teach a child how to swim. But anything that we don't have to be taught is natural. By the way, that's why we say we have a sin nature. Because nobody has to teach you how to sin. It comes natural. It's who we are. No child is born with a grateful heart. On the contrary, most children growing up have a clenched fist attitude. It's mine. When your children are in their home and you're teaching them to be thankful, you would probably run through several different drills, not the least of which, when you give them something, then you would ask of them, now say thank you. And most children, they just kind of look at you and they're quiet, and you have to remind them, now say thank you. And they may kind of whisper it quietly, thank you. And you may say, well, if you don't say thank you, then I'm going to take it back. And they say, thank you. Now, I don't know that that is exactly the spirit of gratitude because we have made them do it. However, it is part of teaching. And teaching helps us learn, but it's not natural to be thankful. I read about a lady who gave a little boy a piece of cake, and he said, thank you. And she said, oh, son, that makes me proud. I love to hear little boys say thank you. And he said, if you put ice cream on top, I'll say it again. It's not natural for us to be thankful. I read where a soldier who was in the army was sent to a rest camp after a period of active service. I don't know if they still do that, but in this day they did. And when he returned back to his outfit, he sat down and he wrote a letter to General Patton. And he thanked General Patton for allowing him that time of rest. General Patton responded back to him, wrote him a letter, and he said that in all my 35 years of service, I've always tried to accommodate the soldiers and try to help them in whatever ways that I could while not compromising what needed to be done. And he said, this is the first time in 35 years I've ever had someone say thank you. It's not normal for us to say thank you. That's why the Lord would command, because we have an ungrateful nature. Now, look at the verse. The Bible says, giving thanks always for all things. When am I to be thankful? Always. You know, that means that I'm to be thankful in the good times and in the bad times. I'm to be thankful when I have a lot of friends or when I feel friendless. Every one of you that's in college now has experienced times when you feel like you are on top of the world and you abound with friends, but you've also felt those times when you feel like you couldn't be any more alone. And we're to thank God. By the way, every adult's experienced that as well. You're to thank God when you have much and when you have little. You're to thank God when you have great health or when you're not in so great a health. You're to thank God if you're popular or if you're not popular. You're to thank God if you're in a season of trial. You're to be thankful. Maybe you gave to the expansion fund this past few weeks or so. Maybe you decided that you'd be a part of the 33 for 3, and you gave a one-time commitment, and God has already restored that fourfold to you. You should be thankful. But maybe you did all of that, and you feel like you struggle more now than before you gave. Do you know you're still to be thankful? We're to be thankful if your children have hurt you or if your children are all together with you. You're to be thankful if your family is together, if your family is apart. You're to be thankful if your quiet time alone with God is sweet or if it seems like maybe you're a stranger to the Lord. Still to be thankful. Here's one. You're to be thankful if all of your cars are broken down. And you're to be thankful if all your cars are brand new. I'm to be thankful. I'm to be thankful if my marriage is wonderful or if it seems a little distant. Several years ago when we were in Haiti, we saw all different walks of life, but I remember specifically seeing many people who had swollen stomachs, not because they had overindulged themselves, but because of lack of food. And particularly those that were in church that had nothing seemed like they had everything. I remember Brother Larice telling a story about some folks that would make a cake out of a root plant, and they would eat part of that cake, and then they would wrap the rest of it in paper and just save it for either later in that day or for tomorrow's meal. And he said, "These are some of the most grateful people that you've ever met." You know, every time I think of that, I ask myself the question, why is it that our thanksgiving is often driven by our circumstances? God said, I'm to be thankful always. And then the third question I have, do you like that? 6 minutes. The third question I have is, what am I to be thankful for? Go back to the verse. Giving thanks always for, well, that's a big order, isn't it? Isn't that tough? It's easy to thank God when you got a brand new house and you got a new car and you got a raise in your salary and you've got good health. But what if you've been put in the ambulance? What if you have 8 weeks to live? What if your family's divided? Can you thank God for all things then? Heard of a man that invited his friend to go hear a preacher who he said was the most thankful he had ever heard. As they were getting ready to leave that night, a storm rolled in and they questioned whether or not they should even go to the service, but they decided they would go. And on their way there, the storm got stronger and stronger, and they conversed as they said, by the time we get there, there probably won't be a church service. In fact, there probably won't be anybody there. Pulled in the parking lot, and there, sure enough, were the lights on. There was one vehicle there. They walked in the building, and no one was there but the preacher. They sat down, and the man kind of said within himself, well, there's surely nothing to be thankful for tonight. The preacher stood up, and he bowed his head, and he began to pray, and he said, Lord, it's stormy outside. We know that. Lord, quite honestly, by the time we finish this church service, the storm may be a little bit worse. And then he said, but Lord, I sure am thankful it's not always this way. Now, how can I thank God for all things? Well, there's another comparison to that in the book of Romans, and it's found in chapter 8, verse number 28. When I compare Ephesians 5 with what Paul said in Romans chapter 8, Paul said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. How can I be thankful for all things? If I really believe that all things work together for good, then I begin to realize where it's all from. Somebody said that man can't really be thankful until he realizes where everything comes from in life. James said in James chapter 1, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above. everything that I have and everything that I am and everything that belongs to me comes from God. That's how, and that's why I should have a grateful spirit. And I should be grateful for all things. We are not to take God's blessings for granted. I'm afraid sometimes that we do. But the truth of the matter is, most people probably in this room tonight probably have more now than maybe you've ever had. Somewhere in the last 10 years of your life, you've experienced more of the blessings of God when it comes to material things than perhaps you've ever experienced in your life. You know, the Bible has little room for somebody that thinks that they are a self-made person. They don't need the Lord, and you've met people like that. The only reason I have what I have is because of me, and I've made myself, and I've worked, and that may be true in some fronts that a person has worked, but God's the one that's really made all of that possible. By the way, if you're saved, there's a twofold ownership, because God created you, but then He redeemed you. And everything that I have and everything that I am, it belongs to Him. When I think of what God has done for me, when I think of the doors that God has opened to me, I marvel at what I could have been and where I could have been. For some people, all they can think about is misery, but it ought to be a marvel to us at how good God's been. And ladies and gentlemen, the basis of thanksgiving is a recognition that it all comes from God. That's why I give thanks to God for all things. And so, Paul would say in this writing, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a kinship in the word thankfulness with the word thankfulness. And that is that a lot of it has to do with what you think and how you think. You know, if you sit down and you begin to think about what you have and what God's done for you, as we've done here tonight, you'll find out you have a lot of things to be grateful for. All of us can complain about some things. You have a lot of things in your life that maybe are terrible and difficult, and perhaps you didn't ask for them, and maybe they're not fair. But the truth of the matter is, you also have a lot of things that you can be thankful for as well. I was thinking about, just in my own life, some things. And as we've already heard tonight, I thank God for family. Some people's family, when they get together, they fight and they curse and they swear and they argue. Thank God for families. Now, maybe that defines your family. Maybe you ought to endeavor to try to change that. I thank God for my kids. We work together. We laugh. We have some of the greatest times in around the dinner table and family devotions. Those are some of the greatest times in our home. We have a good time together. I thank God for my wife, as Brother Hudson said earlier about his wife. God knew exactly what I needed when He gave me a wife. Amen. Somebody that would care for me, somebody that would love me, somebody that would take care of me. Thank God for my wife. I hope you thank God for your wife. Wow, I didn't even hardly get a cricket on that one. I thank God for health. You know, I was thinking this afternoon, to the best of my knowledge, I believe I've only never stood behind this pulpit one or two times and now going on 12 years because of sickness. You know, you never are more grateful for your health than when you're sick. Thank God for that. Some of you had some trials this year, and some of you are still in the midst of battles, and you know what it feels like to struggle. Thank God for friends. Boy, isn't that good? I mean, just folks that you can spend time with, that you can laugh with, folks that you can enjoy being around. And don't take this the wrong way, if I can be transparent for a moment. I'm glad to have some friends where I don't have to be pastor for a moment, but I can be a friend to them. And they can be a friend to me. And I don't have any problem wearing the pastor hat 365 days out of the year, but I'm glad to have some friends who can just be alongside me and sharpen me. And it ought to be the same in your life. I've been to several funerals where there's not very many people there. That's sad. And thank God for those that He's put around you. I heard of a farmer who walked up to a pastor whose his son was killed in the war. And he said to the pastor, "I want to give a $200 gift as a memorial for my son." Another man was standing by whose son was also in the war, but his son was healthy and he was strong. And he told his wife later in that day, he said, "I think we need to write a check for $500. His wife looked at him and she said, "Why? Our son was not killed." And he said, exactly, that's the point. If he can give 200 because his son was killed, we ought to give more because our son is still alive. I think about the stuff that God has given me. I've had cars, I've had houses, I've had four-wheelers, I've had equipment, I've had RV, I've had money in the bank, sometimes more than others. Thank God. All of those are earthly things. That doesn't even begin the list of what some have already said. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God for His mercy. Man, aren't you glad that God is merciful with you? And the sins that you've committed today, He'll forgive you of those, and He's not going to hold them over your head necessarily as you start out tomorrow. Well, there may be consequences, but thank God for His mercy. Thank God, as Brandy said earlier, about the assurance of our salvation. I'm glad I don't have to wake up every day and wonder whether I'm going to go to heaven or not. Hallelujah. Miss Faye and I were talking out in the foyer, and Miss Faye said, I am ready to go. Glad for that assurance. Praise God for that. The point is, you can sit down and do the same in your life, and this is just a little list that I made, and you begin to realize you have a lot of things to be thankful for. A lot of things in life that God's been good to you for. The Bible says in Psalm 100, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, and be thankful unto Him. There's an African fruit that's called the taste berry. It got its name because it changes a person's taste. And they say that for several hours after you've eaten this fruit, everything else you've eaten after that tastes sweet and delicious. Sounds pretty interesting. Well, I was thinking about that. And thankfulness very well could be the taste berry of Christianity. In that, we ought truly be thankful, and even in times when life is bitter, we still have something to be thankful for. Love the song that we sing, and we sang already, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it'll surprise you what the Lord has done. I really hope that this week, wherever you spend Thanksgiving, and whoever you spend Thanksgiving with, I really hope that somewhere between now and then, there's a quiet time with you and the Lord where you just simply tell God how good He's been to you. God already knows how good He's been. It's not for His benefit, it's for my benefit to tell Him how good He's been. Sure been good, hadn't He? Let's stand. We'll be dismissed together in a word of prayer. I appreciate you coming. Appreciate you being out on this special service. Father, we love you. Lord, I don't know if we've even done justice to reminiscing about how good you are. But Lord, to the best of my knowledge, we've done exactly what you've asked us to in the Scripture. We've lifted our voices in song to worship you. We've opened our mouths in praise to glorify you. And we've opened the Word of God to have our hearts filled with thanksgiving. And Lord, may we leave this place with a cup that runs over. Thank you for every dear faithful person that's here tonight and the wonderful testimonies that we've heard. And God, I recognize that the devil will do everything he can in the next day to undo the seed of what has taken place. Help us, Father, to remember your goodness to us. Thank you, Lord, for so many blessings that you have poured out upon us. May you help us as we go our separate ways and bring us back together to serve you on Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming.